Welcome back to another episode of Am I a Slut Podcast with me, the hostess with the absolute motherfucking mostest, Andrea. And today I actually brought back Jesse.
Hey, I'm one of her lords. I love when you say that.
I know. I was going to see what would happen if I didn't say my lord.
I felt the power was gone from me. I was like, what the fuck? Where's my title?
This is one of my lords.
Okay, thank you.
Not my lord, but my lord. Okay, M apostrophe yeah. Lord. And he helps produce this show.
Mm-hmm. So sure do.
Thank you, sir. I did ask earlier when my contract was up and he said, bitch, you in this for life. I was like, what? He held a gun to my head. I swear he did.
It was a water gun, but still.
It was. But I don't like water to my face. You know what I mean? This makeup, you can't redo this later.
She's got her hair pressed.
Everything is done over here. Ball gown on. If you put that water gun, I'm like, I'm out. Okay, whatever you say, sir.
I put a little bit of Clorox in there, too.
Should have told me that before. All bets would have been off. Not at all. All right. So thank you for coming on, sir.
You're welcome.
I like to start my show before I get into any of these stories, which if you're new to this podcast, hey, welcome to this is a little podcast that I retell people's stories, confessions from the bedroom. And then we talk about like, is this a slut? The answer is usually no, but there, we did have one time.
I was going to say, there is one time.
One time. And I was like, I can't help it, y'all. A slut's a slut. If you're going to sleep with your sister's husband and y'all are good, right? Uh-huh. This isn't bad. This isn't a bad relationship. It's good. You're a slut. But other than that, everybody's kinks are cool. You do you. Even some things that I like, what? How? What? Mm-hmm. Who does that? I'm still like, but you do you.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But anything going on in your dating life lately?
Okay. I said I was going to tell the story. So if you are a family member and friend and you don't want to hear any sort of sexualness on my behalf, stop listening now.
Please.
Give us 5 stars, but stop listening now.
Swipe left.
Swipe left.
Listen to Joel Osteen right now.
Yes.
Move on to somebody else's podcast.
Someone else's. But if you're ready for my story. So
Tell us.
Have been using a platform.
Okay. A dating platform?
No. Not specifically
Jesse,
dating.
A slutty platform?
It's been maybe double, triple of a list.
Oh.
So I've used it a few times.
Okay.
I'm kind of done with it now.
Okay.
But I met up with a gentleman. He's handsome.
Okay.
But.
What do you mean you met up with him? Because meeting up in the gay world is much different than meeting up in the straight world.
We had sex.
Okay. So, you see,
several
times. When I say I meet up with somebody, I mean I go grab a drink with them, Jesse.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different sort of thing. That's more for dating apps.
Okay.
That's usually what I use dating apps for.
Okay.
This is like.
Wham, bam.
Wham, bam. Thank you, ma'am.
Okay.
And I haven't been doing it for a while because COVID scared me.
So it's not Grindr?
It's not.
It's the list one.
Grindr for me is the people that want to meet up with me mean not so much.
Okay.
So on this, you know, I could put what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You're either going to answer and you meet it or you don't meet it.
Okay.
So this gentleman, he's attractive.
Okay.
Talks a little bit too much after we're done.
Okay.
That's an issue.
Okay.
But hey, I'm like, I don't know where to go. Whatever. He's fun. We have pretty intense times.
Okay. Good.
But.
He can last.
Yes.
Okay.
But
the in the finish, butt, I assume that's where you guys do it.
Once. But the finish, there's nothing.
What do you mean nothing?
Does not ejaculate.
What?
No baby batter.
Huh? But he quote unquote comes?
He does. Because he does like the shaking and shit, whatever. And I mean, we've had sex more than once. So apparently he does.
Or is he faking it?
I hope not.
Is he faking
Several
it?
Times. No, he told me he doesn't. He, like this last time, that he doesn't ejaculate. The first time, you guys, if you're listening to this and your family, please turn it off now.
No, they already have gotten this far. We all are invested in the story, Jesse.
I am.
This is a safe space.
I like that stuff.
Okay, yeah. He's a cum dumpster, y'all. I hope you are listening, Valerie.
It gets me to the next end. You know, like, it's just...
It's, yeah.
You know, it's just my thing.
I like it too, Jesse. It's okay.
It's my thing. I like it. And that's, it's like my reward. I've done a good job.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So...
I really cannot stand it when I have sex with somebody and they don't come.
Yeah.
It's really annoying.
The first time...
Yeah.
He did not tell me that. So he likes to, this is another thing, gosh. Yeah, I'm really breaking
Jesse's
ground here.
Blushing over here.
He likes to throat, you know?
Okay.
And one, I'd never done that.
Okay.
So
fucking your throat or are you fucking?
Mine.
Okay. Okay.
I'd never done it.
Open wide.
Yeah.
Relax.
It's not my favorite thing.
Sure. You can't breathe. I don't think enough men understand that. Like, while you were in the throat, the breathing is a done.
It's hard.
There's nothing happening.
Also, gag reflex.
Okay.
Like, I, you know, it's usually pretty good, but in this time, like, it always looked hot. It's,
yeah.
I don't know if it's really my thing.
Yeah.
I've tried it several times now with this guy.
Yeah.
But the first time.
It's a lot of work.
He does it. And I'm like, oh, maybe it just like went down my throat.
How do you. Okay. I'm going to get personal.
Yeah.
What's your position when you're being throat fucked?
I'm Are laying you on my bed. On my back.
On your back with your head off the edge of the bed.
Which is very uncomfortable.
I love it.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't.
I love it.
I just... Oh, fuck.
There's
I'm
a lack
so lazy.
Of control.
That's probably
that
another...
Love.
That's... I like control.
Okay.
That's probably why I don't care for it. And also, I am trying to not throw up.
Okay. Yeah.
So... When he did it, and he's like, there was nothing. So I'm like, well, but maybe, because he was like way down my throat.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it just like.
It could.
Bypassed.
Yeah. Very well. It has.
Yeah.
Happened before.
So then I'm like, okay. So then it happens the second time.
Okay.
We have it another time.
Okay.
And I'm just like.
But he
I'm
comes like, same. He comes same, in your throat.
Because he really likes doing that.
Okay.
So this time, like. I pull off a little bit because I was like, I want to make sure that, you know, it's happening.
Yeah.
Nothing. Like, nothing. I don't
no
taste
salty señorita.
Anything. But I'm like, maybe there's just not a lot.
Yeah. Is he old?
He's older gentleman.
How old?
Older. Maybe 10 years older than me.
Okay.
So, age is not a huge thing to me.
I don't know if you slow down the amount... of ejaculate as you get older. I don't know. That's where my science
either.
Brain was going. I'm not good at science, but maybe.
I mean,
that's a science
that didn't
thing.
Happen to me. It hasn't gotten any lower or slower.
You know, like women go through menopause, though. Maybe men go through a body change where it starts to slow
maybe.
Down. I don't know.
No one's told me.
When you're 80, do you dump a load? I want to know.
I would think so. I feel like they still do.
If you're 80 men. And you're listening, even 70, okay, generous. I want to know if you still dump a big load.
Yeah. So the third time he tells me that it doesn't happen for him.
He comes and then he's like, hey, just so you know,
I just don't do it anymore. Like, it doesn't happen for me.
So does that
Am
mean
I a
he's
slut because I don't want to talk to him again?
Yeah. No. No, Jesse. We likes what we likes. We likes what we likes. And I would feel, just like you, right off the jump, I think that he's faking it.
Okay.
That he's faking his orgasm because that maybe, I don't think you just stop coming.
Yeah.
You have to come if you're, right?
I have
somebody in the background with me right now. Can you do a little bit of research for me, sir? My other producer's actually in the studio with us today. This is a rare event.
I know. He's listening
he
to my story.
He loves to sit on his phone while we do our other podcast. Mm-hmm. So now he has an opportunity. Can you put your phone skills to use for
to
us?
To use.
Can you see if eventually men could stop They can come but not ejaculate. I need to know this.
I think you can.
I don't know. But even if he is actually coming, you like the reward and you can't get the reward. And look at, we are who we are.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be able to enjoy the sex with this guy. Especially that's all. You guys aren't trying to get married or date or anything.
Absolutely.
You're just
not
hooking up with this dude, right? So if all you're doing is hooking up with him and you're not happy with the end result, fuck that shit.
Yeah.
Don't fuck that shit anymore.
I know. Okay.
Oh, is that a, hold on. My producer is calling in. Okay. Producer, go ahead from the back.
While there is no definite age at which male ejaculation ceases, it has been suggested that it may happen when a man reaches his late 40s or early 50s. So it is possible.
I'm screaming inside.
You can scream out loud if you want. Not Tina Belcher scream. But are you coming? Are you reaching orgasm but not ejaculating? Yes.
Okay.
It'll talk about how as men age, contractions of orgasms are less intense and less numerous. Thus, orgasms are more brief and the ejaculate expelled with less force. The volume of semen in the ejaculate is also diminished. Furthermore, older men may not experience ejaculation every time they have intercourse.
So that's what I was kind of thinking. As women get older, right, women dry up, right? Uh-huh. So then that's why, you know, older women have to use lube and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe as they age, what we just learned. So thank you, producer.
Thank you.
Junior.
Thank you.
No need to say you're welcome.
But you know, that's my story. I have been with another couple of men.
To it.
Yeah, but this was the one that's been like on my mind.
Yeah,
because I feel bad.
Mm-mm.
Okay, so don't feel bad.
Uh-uh. Listen, you only live one life, man.
I know.
And if you're not enjoying it 100%, if you're happy with all the other pieces of it and you still want to do it, do it. But if not, if you're like, this is the straw. I need the cum. Give me the jizz.
Don't think of me, guys, when this happens.
Jizzy fizzy or nothing, bitchy. I love this story, Jesse.
I was very much debating, should I write this in and just make it anonymous?
Oh my God.
But I was like, I'm just going to fucking tell it.
Just tell it. You know. He's blushed the entire fucking way, you guys. If you could hear his voice, I wish we had video of this because he seemed so very uncomfortable sharing this. Every week I come on here and I just open up my fucking heart and tell everybody what the fuck's happening in my underwear. But Jesse's like, no.
No, I'm just, you know, I was raised very differently.
So was I.
Yeah.
I was raised differently than how I came out. That's for fucking sure. My daughter even told Junior, this is not the same mom that I grew up with.
Really?
At all. I was not like this. And I would not have been as open like this with my kids at all. But we age up and we age out and we figure out who the fuck we are. So bloom, bloom. On that blooming note, let's take a little bit of break.
Okay.
And I'll be back.
Hey guys, it's Junior from Make It a Combo. Thanks for listening to Am I a Slut? But don't forget to listen to our podcast, Make It a Combo, where we review movies, talk shit, and have that good time. And our other podcast, The Minorities Report, where they debate over those controversial topics.
Oh, welcome back. Thank you guys so much for sticking it out during that little commercial break from Malords. They're actually both here in the studio with me today.
Mm-hmm.
Make It a Combo Productions. They also produce Make It a Combo Podcast. Coincidentally, I'm on that one too and super fucking funny. And then also Minority Report.
The Minorities Report.
Mm-hmm. Little left-wing smorgasbord, if you will.
Yes, smorgasbordy.
But nonetheless, thank you guys so much for producing my podcast. I just get to hang out in my little studio downstairs and tell some slutty stories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get slutty stories out of me.
I'm definitely not chained to the wall down here, for sure.
I mean,
they definitely do not bring my food to me and allow me 3 drinks a day. It's fine.
She's acting like
the chamber pot in the corner
doesn't
is
like getting chained up. As we know, that's a fucking lie.
Whips and chains, handcuffs. Smack a little booty up with that bow. Anyways, so I didn't even tell you guys a sneak peek into what this story is about. Usually the first half I'll be like, guess what's coming? But we left it all suspense.
Oh.
Jesse gave all his story.
Yes.
Jesse very laid hard. It all out. Very hard? You're feeling hard right now, Jesse?
No.
This isn't the place.
Very ashamed is more like how I feel.
Listen, there's no shame in this house. Not when it comes to sexuality, okay? Mm-hmm. This is a safe space.
Safe zone.
Okay. Now, we're going to get into this story, and it's titled, Husband Fucked My Friend.
Oh, no. Okay.
Fantasy. All right. So last weekend, one of my girlfriends came over for ladies' night. And this is not my story. So please, I mean, okay. This isn't last weekend at my house.
You had a ladies' night last weekend?
Well, I was supposed to, actually. I was supposed to have a ladies' night.
You make cookies at a ladies' night. That's the only ladies' night that I know you doing.
We do, like, acid and mushrooms at my ladies' nights. You know what I mean? We're, like, high as a kite.
So you don't know if this actually did happen or not. So good cover.
This could have happened. Junior is not my husband, though.
That's the only reason that we know.
But maybe I switched the words. Ooh, snaps. Oh. All right. Last weekend, one of my girlfriends came over for ladies' night, right? Mm-hmm. I have ladies' nights all the time. I go to my girlfriends, and we have them over here. We made pies one night for ladies' night. Good times. And, of course, drink. Mm-hmm. Okay? So they've been drinking. As good women do. And they were drinking on wine. And I don't know if you drink wine.
I do.
You have? It's a different kind of drunk. It's like a drunk, in my opinion.
I don't know if I've ever gotten drunk on wine. Mm. I know champagne for sure, because that can hit you just like suddenly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Glasses of wine, you're feeling tipsy. Mm. Like 2 glasses, you're in it. 3? Boom.
I mean, I get the cheap stuff, so I don't know. Mine's mostly sugar, so.
It's just water with actual grapes just juiced into it. So after a couple glasses of wine, our conversation got sexual. And she mentioned, so sexual how, though? Like, sexual, like, we're just talking about getting fucked and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. I don't know, but she's like, she hadn't been fucked in a couple of months.
Oh.
And she was feeling it.
So this is the
one
friend,
one of the girlfriends.
Not the girlfriend that has the boyfriend or
right,
husband.
Okay, right, okay, right. Okay. Not the wife.
Okay, not the wife. There we go.
Yeah, there's a wife, there's a husband, and a friend who seemingly has stayed over after the ladies' night, right? All the ladies are gone, and now we've got one little friend who's like, oh, I'm so horny in my kitchen. I'd be like, bitch, get out.
I feel like you have to.
Bitch, get out. You need me to call you an Uber? Sometimes the Ubers will finger you from the fucking front seat.
Oh my gosh, I've heard so many stories recently about people.
Great porn.
These
on
Uber.
Check it out.
That never happened when I was an Uber driver. I'm sad.
One of my gay friends would do that in Ubers and ask if he could suck their dick. And would suck their dick. On several occasions.
Oh my gosh.
I couldn't do it. But if my girlfriend was saying that shit, I'd be like, you gots to go, ho. Okay. Right? You gotta go. But she did not. Instead, she's like, if you want, you can go to my bedroom and fuck my husband. He's just sleeping in there.
Okay. Well, continue.
So maybe this is a poly couple. It doesn't say it in here. But maybe this is a poly couple. And maybe this friend knew this.
Okay.
And so that's her door, right? Uh-huh. She's like, I just have to say I haven't had it in a little bit. Because who know, how long did this conversation go on before she's like, yeah, go fuck my husband, right?
I feel like that's not a normal answer.
It's not a normal answer.
Yeah.
But if you are a poly couple and you are open to it and you do like watching your husband fuck somebody else.
Then, okay. All right.
Then you'd be like, Sally, go on in.
And he's sleeping. One, I'm pissed now. You've woken me up for my
nap.
Yes, because
I love being woken up for sex. It's my favorite.
I'm not a person, I'm not the happiest person when I wake up.
Yeah.
That's my thing. It's a complete anger.
Okay.
Rage. It takes me at least an hour to get, you know, happy enough to talk to people.
What if you were woken up by somebody sucking your dick? You're sleeping, but then all of a sudden you feel that sensation and you start.
What? Did I tell you this story?
No.
Let's get into this real quick.
Tell me.
I don't know if you had this podcast when this happened.
Mm-hmm.
I went on a trip.
Oh, with I remember this
a coworker.
Trip. Mm-hmm.
And I woke up and he was smelling my ass.
I know this isn't funny because you were violated.
I didn't know. It was okay. So I have siblings. I have brothers that would annoy me. So my instinct was I grabbed his fucking head and I said, get the fuck away from me. And what did I do? I went back to sleep. I went back to sleep.
Oh my God. He's like, actually, rape me.
I do it. No, in my head, I was like, I got across what I needed. It wasn't until I woke up.
Yeah.
Where I was like,
danger,
dude, like I'd not given one fucking inkling that I was into this dude.
But let's say, because you know this guy's sleeping in his home,
mm-hmm.
So let's say he gets woken up by somebody sucking, he would assume it's his wife, so it's not a scary situation. So let's just say it's your partner, and your partner and you go to bed early, and then now he comes up to bed.
I would assume him and his wife had talked about this before.
I don't know,
because I mean, I'm so picky. That's my issue. Is like I have to go through a criteria list. Mm-hmm. Have you met it?
Yeah,
because other. Like, I had never felt violated until that guy smelled my ass. It never happened to me before. And then the remainder of the trip, I couldn't get it out of my fucking mind. And I had to stay, like, 4 more days with this dude in the same room.
Sniffing
your ass. Yes. It's not a lie. That's what was happening. And I was... violated.
Oh my God.
But also at the same time, like, he went for it. Like, hey, maybe I'm not good that someone wants to sniff my ass.
Yeah.
But still, never gave me any inkling that he was interested in me.
Producer in the back, you don't need to answer, but just nod your head. You get woken up by somebody sucking your dick. You happy or mad? Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Okay.
But hold on. Also, the same producer always likes to fucking do this to me when we're doing scenarios.
Yeah.
I wake up, it's a woman sucking me off. And he's like, oh, you gonna go and continue? No, I'm fucking pissed.
Oh, you're batting her fucking head away.
I'm fucking punching her. Like, get the fuck away.
A temple punch.
But that's me. That's me.
All right. So without hesitation, this bitch heads upstairs. Okay. So she's like, go ahead, go mm-hmm. fuck my husband. So she gets naked outside of the bedroom, walks in and stands there in front of my husband. I guess.
Was he sleeping?
Yeah. So she just says, I nodded at her and she proceeded to suck his dick.
Okay.
Okay. Then he gets naked and I watch my friend, mm-hmm. right? Get on her knees, suck my husband's cock like something was possessing her.
Jesus.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So she was going crazy on that dick.
I mean, if you're in this scenario, I would hope that you would just go fully into it.
You would have to.
Yeah.
You would have to. None of this gentle, like, little...
I mean, I've seen some straight porns and that seems to happen. I'm like, you guys are into this? Okay, cool.
So she ends up, the wife ends up fucking herself as she watches them go at it.
Okay.
Okay. When my husband was about to come, he got her on her knees and blew a huge load in her face. Just, this is a homage to Jesse right here.
And it doesn't go on my face, but okay.
Has it ever gone on your face?
I'm afraid of it getting in my eyes.
So what?
It does not look fun.
Mm-hmm. You just shower after. Just wash your face.
I'm blind. I'm blind.
It's fine.
I feel like I'd scream.
Okay. So you want the load, but never in the face.
No, not really.
Okay. All right.
No.
All right. Well, I don't mind it. Okay. I'm going to tell all my listeners right motherfucking now. I don't mind it. Not at all. So as she sat there, my husband motioned me over while I cleaned his dick and proceeded to lick my friend's face clean as we made out. I can't do that.
Okay, so
where I would draw. I'm sorry, and I'm not calling you a slut, my love.
No.
And you do you if you like to suck that, but it's already out, and then it's on her face, and then I'm licking it off of her face. I can't do it.
Here's my thing. What I'm thinking right away, because this is a woman. She has a full face of makeup on?
Probably, because she was at ladies' night.
Right. Like, yeah. Foundation mixed in with that? Yes. I'm like, whoa.
I don't want to lick somebody's face.
No. I was
making
like,
out with her, maybe with the cum still on it, fine. Right.
Like, cover girl?
Maybe.
Cover girl? Or is this Revlon?
Oh. Your those are your eyelashes, honey. Did you want to keep them?
Are those 345s?
Oh, my God. Those are Ardell's. Fucking love that brand. But I mean, she ended the story with it was one of the hottest moments of her life and she can't wait to do it again.
So who, the friend wrote it, right? The wife wrote it.
The wife.
I mean, if that's something that you're into, I don't see any shame in it.
No shame at all. No. I'm just curious to know if this was a poly couple or if this was the first time she shared her husband. You know what I mean? Did she text him during the night and she's like, Jessica's getting horny down here.
They've had to have shared this before. I feel like this is not something that you just
walk up into the room and be like, I brought my friend.
Yeah.
Here you go.
How do you know that your husband... it's remotely into this person.
Yeah.
This could be your most fucking annoying friend.
I don't think my boyfriend would care.
Really?
I don't think there'd be a friend. He'd be like, what the fuck?
Really?
Yeah. Because it's a fucking other girl.
Really? This is the most annoying woman. Like,
yeah.
This is the girl that... Fuck away. Why do you hang out with this girl? She's a stupid bitch.
Yeah. And that I would walk up with them and you'd be like, get this bitch out of here. Exactly.
Really?
Exactly. He doesn't. Nope.
There's a reason.
Yeah. Okay. Because I have baddie friends. That's why. I only have baddie friends. Anyways, that's the end of this story. Are you a slut? No.
No, because everyone sharing was in husband, agreement with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sharing your husband, lots of people do that. Again, if you're not in the lifestyle, maybe this is for you. Maybe it's time to talk to your husband about opening some shit up, you know. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, enjoy yourself.
Well, I mean, did it ever happen again?
No.
Is this a regular... Yeah, we need more information. Yeah. If you wrote this one in, guys, like... Could you give us a little bit more info?
Yeah, because we're going to have to do my wrap-up episode for the 50th, I think it is, right?
Yeah, something like that, somewhere in there.
Yeah, so we'll have a follow-up session, which last time I broke y'all's heart telling you 50% of the stories were mine.
And is this one of them?
Mm-hmm. You'll have to wait for the 50th episode.
Is that why the producer's like, no, I don't turn no one down.
Yep, because I only bring the best.
Okay.
All right, my friends. If you haven't already, please follow me on my social media, Instagram and TikTok, MISLutPodcast. Please, if you are a first listener, if you are a loyal listener, don't forget to like and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to this on. And then write a little review. Five-star us, right? Like, tell me how great I'm doing. I think I'm fucking amazing, but I could really use some of you guys' feedback.
Yeah, 5 stars only.
5 stars only. But if you do have content that you want to share with me, just like Jesse earlier said, you know, I was going to write it in anonymously, you're welcome to do that. Mm-hmm. I have people that write me up on both of the platforms, and I'd love to retell your story. I'm telling you right now, if I meet you in public and you tell me a story, I'm going to retell it. So, you know, only tell me things you want me to talk about. Mm-hmm. All right, my friends, I love you so much. And until next time, bye.
Peace.
You've just listened to Am I a Slut? from Make It a Combo Productions.
Executive produced by Jesse and Junior.
Check her out on all platforms at Am I a Slut Podcast.
And don't forget to follow our other podcasts, The Minority Report and Make It a Combo.
Thank you and goodbye.